Hello, beautiful soul. My name is James Zander. Before we begin this episode, I invite you to download my free Mushroom Trip Checklist. This is a free PDF guide that dives into everything you need to know for your next psychedelic trip. What to do before your trip, during your trip, and after your psychedelic journey. Head over to mushroomchecklist.com to download it for free or use the link in the show notes. And now, enjoy this episode. There's one lesson that I would tell my younger self. It would be to lean into discomfort. Put yourself in uncomfortable situations or environments where you feel like a fish out of water. When you feel awkward, that means you're learning. When you feel uncomfortable because something is new or it's unknown to you or you're a beginner at it, that is the magic. That is where the learning happens. And sometimes when we get older, we tend to take less risks and we put ourselves in less and less unfamiliar situations. I think that's part of the brain craving the familiar. We like to feel safe. We like to feel comfortable. But there are such rewards on the other side of discomfort, whether it's discomfort from pushing yourself physically, fitness discomfort. Maybe it's discomfort because you're leaning into public speaking or posting on YouTube or putting yourself out there in some way. Maybe it's discomfort from social situations. You're asking someone out on a date. You engage in a conversation with a stranger. You want to find those edges for yourself. Where is the edge of comfort for you? And how can you push that edge a little bit more? A little bit more. Because what is that edge? The edge is, on the one side is comfort, on the other side is fear. And the edge is the limitation of your box. And I think one of the key purposes of life is to keep expanding that edge for yourself. Keep leaning into fear. Keep leaning into what makes you uncomfortable. Not for the sake of be uncomfortable, but if you know that this is an illusionary fear, that there is actually nothing to fear but your own limitations. The edge is where the growth happens. The edge is where you stretch yourself. The edge is where you push past your limits. One of my friends recently walked 100 kilometers. That was something he didn't know if he could do or not. 100 kilometers in one day, I think it was. And imagine pushing past that. Imagine pushing past that edge, how that changes you as a person. I want you to make a list of all the ways that you have pushed yourself in the last 1 or 2 years. All the edges that previously were inaccessible for you, that felt out of reach, and that you pushed yourself and overcame the fear and stepped across the line of your fear. For me, it was the YouTube channel, launching my podcast, being in front of a camera, moving to Bali. There was a couple instances in the last 2 years where I really stretched myself. In the moment, there was discomfort. In the moment, there was nervousness. In the moment, there was fear. But right after, there was fulfillment, there was growth, there was a sense of accomplishment, a sense of stretching your box that you never go back to the original box. You've expanded. You're literally bigger consciousness-wise than you were a moment before. So going back to the beginning of this video is I wish I had leaned into my discomfort earlier. Because you always end up hitting that edge eventually. Whether you tackle your fears now, or in 5 years, or in 60 years, you're gonna hit that edge, that limitation eventually. And when you hit that edge, you're gonna realize, oh, this is where I'm afraid. Beyond this point lies danger. At least to your animal brain, it feels like danger. Beyond this point, I don't know what's gonna happen. Beyond this point, the unfamiliar. And because you're human, you have free will, you can choose to take a step back from the edge. You can choose to not lean into the fear. You can choose to stay in the comfort zone. And you could choose to do that for your entire life. And you've probably seen people who have chosen to do that for their entire life. And you tell me, are those people fulfilled? Or do you see the fear in their eyes that after so long of taking a step back, hitting the edge of their limitations and taking a step back, not pushing through, after decades of doing that, you become a very fearful person. You're not really living life. You're staying within your box. And I want anyone listening to this video, don't make that mistake. Push through the fear. Push through fear, because on the other side of that is magic. On the other side of that is growth. On the other side of that is the fearless version of you. Don't wait another decade. Don't wait another year. Don't wait another month. Don't wait another day. Do something today that scares you. This episode is sponsored by magicmush.ca. If you're looking for an online dispensary for magic mushrooms, mushroom chocolate, and other high-quality psychedelic products, head over to magicmush.ca and use the promo code James to get 25% off. Thank you for listening and have a beautiful trip. Hello, beautiful soul. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something today, and I hope this episode helped you in your psychedelic and spiritual journey. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy my other podcast, The James Zander Trip, where every week I bring a fascinating guest onto the podcast to dive into psychedelics, mindset, and spirituality. Search for The James Zander Trip on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, or visit jameszandertrip.com. I recommend listening to the first episode, where I dive into ayahuasca with my friend Jacob and his wild experiences on psychedelics. And if you want to stay connected with me, join my free newsletter at jameszandertrip.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you enjoyed this episode, you might enjoy my brand new audio course, Unlock God Mode. Unlock God Mode is a 4-week experience where every day you'll get a 15-minute audio lesson that gives you frameworks, tools, and perspectives to upgrade your relationship with life. In the same way that mushrooms give you insights that help you up-level in the video game of life, I designed this course to do the same thing for you. I've compiled every lesson that I learned through psychedelics, through meditation, through my spiritual work, through life. I've put my best tools in this course so that no matter who you are, if you choose to go on this adventure with me, you're going to learn some amazing frameworks. You're going to learn to see life with new eyes. You will improve your relationship with life, and by extension, your life will improve. If you're interested in more details, go to jameszander.com/godmode or use the link in the show notes. Use the promo code SHROOMS for a special discount. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I deeply appreciate you. Feel free to reach out to me through my newsletter. Go to jameszander.com to sign up. I'd love to connect.